Hey, thank you. Thank you, Dawn. Hey, Rayla. It's nice to be here again today. The lesson we're going to do today is Thoughts of Awakening 320. And this thought asks us to look at our beliefs of what we are. And part of that is looking at how we define what we are. And so we're going to start by coming into the space of our truth, where we are, who we are. And from there, allow ourselves to, with honesty, look at how we've limited ourselves by our definitions. So we begin by closing our eyes and coming into a comfortable position. Taking a few deep breaths. Settling into right now, this moment, simply releasing and relaxing, allowing everything to slow down. Right here in this moment, noticing if there are thoughts, letting them be there, noticing that you're the noticer. And just noticing what mood, emotion, or frame of mind. Simply noticing. Without judging or wanting to change it. Simply notice that you are the noticer. This noticer is free from what it notices. As the noticer, the one without the body, the one who has no thoughts, the one who has no emotion, feel into the peace of simply being. In this space of simply being, there are no roles or responsibilities. Deeply feel being free
of all of that. And in this space of simply being, deeply feel the freedom of no constrictions, of no limits. Free of definition. If thoughts come into the mind, simply return back to the present moment, noticing that there are thoughts, allowing them to be, and noticing you're the noticer. You're before the thought. Before that which it speaks of. Ramana Maharshi talks about going back the way you came. And so if we start at the beginning as an infant, a very new being, how do you define yourself as a very brand new being? Feel the freedom and simply being. And as you move forward in time to a child of 6, how do you define yourself now? Notice the roles, responsibilities, the labels. From this place of just being, notice what was added. Are those roles and responsibilities and labels, are they you? Did you change in any way? From this place of simply being, notice the concept of I grows, changes, limits. And notice that you're the noticer of it. It's not you. None of it is you. You can continue to move forward. To when you're in high school, say, and notice what roles and responsibilities and labels have been added on to the identity belief of I. Feel the difference between that, believing in that identity, and simply being. Can you feel the limits? These definitions pose. And at the same time, you can see, you know, that it's not you. We falsely believed this I. How do you define yourself? What are the limits you place on the idea of who you are? Do not take this question lightly as something to read and then move beyond. Stay with this question. Give willingness to see definitions you might not have seen which are part of your identity. Look at who you think you are and ask, is this idea a limit? If the answer is yes, give willingness to release the limit, regardless of how precious the idea may be to you. Given from our Holy Spirit. You can continue to move forward in time, maybe to when you were a young 20-year-old. Simply noticing the identity believed changes. And yet this beingness that you are never changes. How do you define yourself? What are the limits you place on the idea of who you are? Do not take this question lightly as something to read and then move beyond. Stay with this question. Give willingness to see definitions you might not have seen, which are part of your identity. Look at who you think you are and ask, is this idea a limit? If the answer is yes, give willingness to release the limit, regardless of how precious the idea may be to you. How do you define yourself today? How does that differ from simply being beingness? Are you what you define yourself to be? How do you define yourself? What are the limits you place on the idea of who you are? Do not take this question lightly as something to read and then move beyond. Stay with this question. Give willingness to see definitions you might not have seen, which are part of your identity. Look at who you think you are and ask, is this idea a limit? If the answer is yes, give willingness to release the limit, regardless of how precious the idea may be to you. How do you define yourself? What are the limits you place on the idea of who you are? Do not take this question lightly as something to read and then move beyond. Stay with this question. Give willingness to see definitions you might not have seen, which are part of your believed identity. Look at who you think you are and ask, is this idea a limit? If the answer is yes, give willingness to release the limit, regardless of how precious the idea may be to you. Thank you for joining today for Thoughts of Awakening number 320 by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you, Dawn, for letting me share again today and for everyone to share in this conscious company with me, remembering the truth of what we are. Hope you all have a great day. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. That was so beautiful. I know I speak for everyone when I say how grateful we are for the service you provide with these meditations. Wow, I went really deep. I even made some journalings, some things I uncovered. Very helpful in the spiritual journey there.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.